Now, the rest of the story. Like a spy in the night, the cursive herbalist is an all but invisible soul. Doubtless, you have never seen one, at least knowingly. For what they do alone, mostly after dark. By day, they do other things, ordinary things, various things, but usually things that also require the power of their extraordinary intellect. Once upon a time, the cursive herbalists were lone wolves, one never knowing the other, laboring in secret in odd corners of the earth. But then on the 18th day of May, 1924, 300 of them met in New York City. There and then, the cursive herbalists established the code which they honor today. And although you have seen what they do, surely you will never see it done, for that's the magic, that's the mystery, that's the, well, that's the rest of the story. Is it time somebody exposed the cursive herbalists? Here goes. On paper and in life, his name is Ronnie Allen, and yet what you'd never know without knowing is that Ronnie is a she, a former school teacher and principal in the California school system. She has degrees from Stanford and California State, but what her students never realized until right now was that Ms. Allen, by night, is a cursive herbalist. Alfio Michi has gone through life disguised as a concert violinist. He's played with the New York Philharmonic for 30 years, under the batons of Metropolis and Bernstein and Mehta. Yet might fellow long hairs have known of Michi's experience in the United States military or his other secret, that he, each evening after the music stopped, was a cursive herbalist. Then there's Richard Silvestri, mathematics professor at Nassau Community College, a bachelor in his late 30s. Silvestri is known for his quick wit, capable of world-class conceptual gymnastics. What it does not say in the who's who of mathematics is that after the sun goes down, Richard uses that brilliant brain as a cursive herbalist. In show business circles, Arnold Moss, a dignified figure, an actor, a writer, a director. You may have heard of Arnold Moss. Yet while his otherwise high visibility might threaten the veil of mystery that enshrouds his secret colleagues, you've never imagined until now that the respected Arnold Moss, when nobody is looking, is a cursive herbalist. Then there is Arthur Schulman, 52, cognitive psychologist, professor at the University of Virginia, a respected man. Among the subjects he teaches are problem solving and memory, imagery, mentality, machinery. But there is no course in the skill Professor Schumann keeps hidden. And the one at which he so distinctly excels. You see, his other life is that he's a cursive herbalist. Cursive herbalists, although rare, are everywhere. They're doctors and lawyers and bankers and priests, computer specialists and homemakers and actors and musicians. And yet, while the world scarcely knows they exist, if they did not, they would leave a vacuum that some would consider intolerable. You see, somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to do what the cursive herbalists do. For without such brilliant, specifically gifted inventors, there would be no crossword puzzles. And now you know the rest of the story.